Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Karmali, and with my better guest than I've had in the past, Leanna Wojcik. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Faisal. How are you?
Good. 2 weeks in a row at More Than Money. How's it feeling?
I mean, it's interesting to be on this side of the camera.
Yes.
Or the side of the microphone. I was telling Dave last week, it's a bit weird. It's been almost a decade doing this and finally on this side. So
yeah. So many of our viewers and listeners don't realize that you've been part of More Than Money, but like you said, behind the camera and the microphone, you've helped produce the show. You've built your career up now, and you're in the advisory side, and now you're sitting in the same chair as Dave Popowich. So yeah. Condolences first. You're in the same chair as him, but this is going to be an interesting one because normally we talk about, you know, at this time of year when it gets cold outside, everybody wants to reach into the underneath their stairs in their home and grab those suitcases and get the heck out of here.
Go somewhere warm and sunny.
Yeah. What's on your top travel destination that you want to go to?
I'd love to go to Italy, actually. It's on my list.
Fantastic. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Dave and I were just there for a conference. It's fantastic. It's busy. People talk about a recession. I don't see it in Italy yet. Mm-hmm. Everybody is having their espressos and their croissants. It's been crazy out there. But let's talk about travel. And we've got a great guest with us today. We got Sarah Halperin, travel agent with Travel Agent Next Door. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's kick it off right out the get-go. You know, we're seeing more and more of our clients and listeners and viewers wanting to get out there and travel. We were talking before the show that you're busy. Is this actually now the time where people are getting their suitcases and heading out?
You know what? In the last couple months, it's been busy. People have gone from the traditional holiday times to let's just go now. Let's just go get this done. I want to go away. I've been stuck for a couple years and I don't care where I go. I just want to get out of here. It's definitely changed attitudes.
Are you seeing the travel pick up as we head into Christmas here?
Yeah, it's definitely picking up now. I think people are realizing that they might not have specific dates anymore, that they need to be flexible. There's a lot of families that previously would only go when school was out that are now like, no, we'll take them out if we need to. It's prices have definitely changed. So that plays a big factor in it for people.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You're saying price has changed. It's very expensive. I'm finding hotels more expensive than airfare. So walk us through, what are you seeing when you talk about price changes? What's happening out there? Where are the more expensive things that are happening and where are the more discounts that are happening?
Definitely trips that are pieced together, flight, hotel, transportation, things like that are definitely a lot more expensive. I'm finding packages to be the least affected. They're still quite a bit higher, but there's deals to be had there. So a lot of my clients that normally would do those trips to Italy and things like that are going on package vacations where everything's kind of pre-made.
And when you look at destinations, talk about the top, let's call it three destinations your customers are looking for. And then we'll talk about our clients and what they've been saying. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are realizing that anything that has more than one flight attached to it or is longer might have more issues, obviously a lot with lost baggage, delays, things like that. So a lot of people are opting for closer flights. Mexico and Caribbean has been absolutely the busiest, where everybody wants to get away. People are avoiding the States as much as they can, avoiding a lot of Europe right now and Asia. So it's people are trying to...
Why the States? Why? Sorry for jumping in. Yeah, why the U.S.? Why are we avoiding them?
I think because of the political turmoil and what a lot of people are hearing about just kind of their health issues and things like that in regards to COVID and that kind of thing. And people have been kind of a little scared and seeing the news lately, so they don't want to get mixed up in that.
Out of curiosity, is COVID still a concern for a lot of people as they travel? You've mentioned it in the US, but does that also play into people's mindset in Europe and other places?
Yeah, a lot of clients are realizing that in a few months from now, it's probably going to be back a little bit again. So they're trying to get away now before that comes into play. But we have to remember that a lot during the pandemic, a lot of businesses not only went under, were short staffed, weren't running at full capacity. So they're still trying to get back to that level of service. So it's quite unknown that when you go to a resort or you're going to a hotel, is they still might have the majority of that hotel basically not being used because they don't have the staff, they don't have the resources to keep that going.
Sarah, when you talked about multiple stops to get to your destination, I'll tell you my experience going to Italy. My buddy and I were supposed to go to Italy first to go watch a soccer game. It's a football game out there for all of our European listeners. They don't like it being called soccer. We were on our way. So here's the flight to get to Milan. Calgary to Montreal, Montreal to Milan. Now, unfortunately, I'm halfway on my flight to Milan. Technical issues with the plane. We had to come back, so I didn't get to go to the soccer game. So I'm already disappointed. But now to get to Milan again, we would have to go from Montreal to Toronto to Newark to Frankfurt to Milan. What the heck is happening with all these multiple destinations just to get to one spot that used to happen directly before?
Yep. There's a few factors. So we've got the one factor being that they're still understaffed. Airlines, airports, everything. They're still hiring back the people that they did lose during the pandemic. Number two is now when anybody gets sick, whether it's COVID, whether it's a cold, anything else, they can't work, especially for places like that. So then they become even more short-staffed. Basically, it's trying to catch up for 2 years of this and still dealing with some of the issues now. That is just the time there's not enough people to man the flights. And if the, you know, there's rules basically that a pilot and the crew have to have slept a certain amount of time. If they haven't and they're short-staffed, they can't even fly the flight. So those are getting canceled. There's less baggage handlers because of the issues. The technology wasn't being used for those 2 years. So there's things that need to be repaired, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of an amalgamation. It's a whole combination of several issues that are impeding that. So people are finding that there's so much lost baggage. There are flights being delayed and canceled. And then you go to make a connection and you can't make that connection. Like, it's just kind of like a compounding into these nightmares for people traveling.
It sounds like my experience to going to Italy. Yeah.
So that, taking that into account, what are your top tips for somebody who is looking to book travel or hoping to travel over the next couple of months to get as smooth an experience as possible?
I'm definitely suggesting people to get away now if they really want to more trips, to do the trips into Mexico, that kind of thing, just to, if they need to travel. If they're really looking for those long trips extended into Europe, then there's a lot of extra planning that goes into it. Is that when we're planning those flights, we're, instead of having that average 2-3 hours at the connecting airport, we're giving it twice the amount of time. So people need to be prepared to stay longer in the connecting airports, purchasing air tags and things like that for their luggage, because you're almost guaranteed that there's going to be a hiccup with that and knowing where your bags are. Being traveling with carry-on when you can, or at least having what you need, important stuff in your carry-on in case something happens with your bags. But also being aware, constantly aware of not only the situation with COVID, because a lot of those European countries can and will go into lockdown again. There could be a lot of resurgence with that, and the political and war situation in Europe. Even though it's in Ukraine, you think that you're far enough away, often you're not, that there's fuel issues. There's all kinds of things, which creates this really unknown, is that they will take all of that stuff and put it to essential service. And unfortunately, flights and airlines and travel isn't an essential service. So it kind of gets, it's a risk. It's definitely a risk.
Sarah, if somebody wants to get in touch with you on booking their next travel arrangement, how do they get in touch with you?
They can text me, email me, call me, absolutely anything. I'm very blunt and will tell people kind of what's up and what's happening and everything right now. But all I can say for people is you can still travel. You just want to have all the insurance and all the protection in place, which is there, and realize that things are a little bit different right now. But I mean, anything's possible. People can get away. It's just there's extra considerations, unfortunately.
Fantastic. For those of you who want to reach out to Sarah, connect with us on the More Than Money website by going to morethanmoneyradio.com. Contact us and we will connect you with Sarah. We've been joined by Sarah Halperin, travel agent with Travel Agent Next Door. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Leanna, we have a lot of people when their retirement plans looking at travel as part of it, but also making sure they have enough cash flow income to last throughout their lifetime so they can have all these different experiences. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar. When is that?
That's right. It's next Tuesday, October 25th, 7 p.m. We're doing it both live in person at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary and online. You can register by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
When does your retirement go wrong? We're going to talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.